Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Yowza! Team Meister's back in the house. Tonight we got a great show ahead. First up, we got a blues rock musician, an American, born in 1977, and has been playing guitar since the age of 4. His father's probably responsible, got him hooked on blues rock guitarists like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck, and formed a band at the age of 12. That would be 1989. The band was called Smokin' Joe Bonamassa. Bonamassa. I can never pronounce that. At that time, he was touring around New York, Pennsylvania, pretty much only on the weekends because, of course, he had to get his butt in school Monday through Friday. That kind of probably put a cramp in his gigging and road trips and such. But he managed to fit in opening for B.B. King for, I don't know, about 20 shows that year, 1989. Back in them days, he was playing a 72 Fender Strat. And has moved on to other things more to my liking, like Gibson Les Pauls, etc. This concert is from 2009, March 8th. And it's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Turner Hall Ballroom. So let's all sit back and let Big Joe rock your shoes. And light them up if you got them. But first, a couple short words, and then on to the blues.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
This is the Tune Meister from crabradio.net. Just letting you all know the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 for you to leave requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio, to include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, P, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198. And toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html.
On YouTube tomorrow, most likely you'll be able to see my chest hair through this very opaque shirt that I just realized I'm wearing. But above all that, I just don't know if these people here in Milwaukee are feeling me yet. What do you think?
Well, it is Sunday, John. I'm going to tell from church.
Here we go. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm sick and I'm all done in. I'm standing in the rain. Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna die.
We came back here. I would frequently get emails sent to me. And they would say stuff like, "Hi, Joe! You rock! But I'm a bit offended that you have not played the state of Wisconsin in over a year. I'm like, okay. We need to come back to Milwaukee as soon as possible." So here we are at the beautiful Kevin Ballroom on a Sunday night. Thank you very much again to come out here after a year and change and some absence and making a whole lap around the world and see this place full from floor to ceiling is a real honor for me. Thank you very much. It is Sunday, I know that. It's school night for a lot of you people. So, we have an album out now, came out a week ago, called The Ballad of John Henry. And I'm happy to say, we got a report card last Wednesday, and it debuted number one again on the Billboard Blues Charts. Thank you very much for all your support. And we just like to say, as hard as we work and as much as we travel to come out here and again to see this such a beautiful reception tonight really means the world to everybody in the state. So thank you very much again. Put a piece of new stuff for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Ain't no reason in the west. Thank you.
Man, oh man, that kicked ass! That guy sure can play the blues. And his debut album was released in 2000 and has come quite a way since then. His debut album contained original tunes as well as some covers from Tall, Haynes, and others. And he's played alongside the likes of Foreigner, Warren Haynes, Derek Trux, Buddy Guy. Oh, God, the list goes on and on. That guy is just very talented. Great blues guitarist.